plate a potential nugget.
And moving to the other trap you talk about, which is about the desire to agree. You mentioned that the urge to compromise in complexity takes us from two viable options to one potentially mediocre solution. And to borrow from Clay Christensen, who passed away recently, sort of gives you a one-size-fits-nobody kind of an answer, right? So talk to us about the insight here, and more specifically, I found the term disagree to expand quite interesting in the context of, making sense of complexity and how you think about compromises during complexity. So talk to us about how you see this phenomenon.
Yeah, we saw so many times as we were working with leadership teams that even when they knew that they were dealing with quite a complex situation and they were trying to build a kind of experiment to figure more out about the situation, they would argue with each other about which was the best experiment. And one of the core features about complexity is you can't know which thing will work until afterwards. The relationship between cause and effect is only available later. And so because of this, people were either trying to defeat one possibility or the other, or they were trying to, I'll give a little, you give a little, I'll give a little, you give a little. And so instead of having two hypotheses that we were going to test or two ways to test these hypotheses, we sort of get this mediocre middle one. When really in complexity, if I have an idea that we ought to do it this way and you have an idea that we ought to do it this very different way, and we're both smart people, then quite probably the thing that we want to do is explore both of those paths. There's no knowing until afterwards what it's going to be. So instead of having executive teams arguing over which one was best, we worked on using this thing, as you say, disagreeing to expand our solution set. How do we take these different views and expand our set of possibilities and expand the number of possible experiments we run?
Very interesting. Rather than trying to have a winning argument and going down one path, how can we construct prototypes or experiments and then learn from it and then move forward with conviction?
Exactly.
Would that be a fair way of understanding that?
Exactly.
Thank you for listening. For more content across 50 plus speakers, 500 plus nuggets, painstakingly curated across 65 odd themes, please visit playtopotential.com. You can also find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast Player, and most other podcast platforms.